from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Time to talk to top Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. Ray, you and I were on TV Sunday night together, and Pop asked us about Brandon Ayuk. You said, I don't know when, but I do think he'll end up being a Steeler. Do you still feel that way a few days later?
Yeah, I do. I know there are reports out of San Francisco now, and that seems to be where everything is coming from, that they're apparently close, and that certainly changes things. But, you know, to me, Andrew, if they wanted to sign Ayuk, they could have done it months ago or weeks ago. So something tells me that that'll break down again, and the Steelers will, swoop in and get the guy they want. But I don't really have any confidence that it's going to happen tonight or tomorrow. But I do think eventually that will still be the case.
Ray, SpotTrack just came out with like some contract valuations for some prominent players who currently don't have next deals in place. Ayuk slotted in their valuation at 4 years, $110 million. I'm not great at math, but that's something like $27.5 million a year. Where do you think the Steelers' offer to him would come in relative to that?
I mean, you got to guess like in that range, 27, 28. I know the Patriots, you know, according to that report out of Boston, they were offering $32 million. So, you know, the Steelers have to be in that ballpark. You know, probably in the end, it's probably going to be $28 million or so. And, obviously Omar feels comfortable with that number. And if they make that move, they're obviously going for it, right? You know, this is a big move for them. This would be the richest, contract they've handed out to a receiver, to a playmaker, really, in their history. And to me, that would signal that, they just don't want to make the playoffs. They want to do some damage once they get there.
Do you think any of these scrap heap receivers that have already been cut or are going to get cut would make the Steelers pounce and say, these aren't great players, but they are upgrades? For example, the guy that's been out there for the last few days, Ray, is Juju Smith-Schuster.
I had you guys on the way home. You know, you guys know who Tomlin would want, right? He always goes after the former first-round pick who flamed out someplace else. I would guess it would be somebody like Kadarius Toney.
Yep.
I would think Corey Davis as a guy who flamed out in I guess, multiple places.
But maybe he's getting a bad letter of recommendation, bad reference with Arthur Smith, Malsey.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think that would have been done by now?
Maybe, yes, but how the hell would he want who's giving him a good letter of recommendation on Kadarius Toney?
Well, he went out and got Justin Gilbert, for crying out loud. Apparently,
True.
He doesn't need letters of recommendation. But I mean, that's Tomlin loves to do that. I mean, he did it with Taco Charlton. I mean, I can go on and on. There's like five or six.
It's not a very good strategy if I'm just going to editorialize here, Ray. When has that really worked well for Mike?
Yeah, and I honestly don't know if Omar and Andy feel the same way that Mike does. I know, you know, since they've come on board, it's probably still happened, but I know it happened more under Kevin. So we'll have to see what comes of that. Hopefully they're not in that situation. You know, ideally, Ayuk would be their guy, and they could just slot Jefferson into three and Calvin Austin / Scotty Miller 4 or 5, maybe Watkins. I mean, they could make it work if IU comes here. If not, you know, they still got some work to do, I think.
Give me the biggest highlight from joint practice today with the Bills, Ray.
Both teams were well behaved. I didn't see any fisticuffs, couple of shoving matches. You know, I thought Russ looked good. I'm sure you've heard the news. He's going to start on Saturday night, so the much anticipated debut of Russell Wilson is upon us. You know, I thought he looked good earlier in the week when he ramped up his activities up at St. Vincent, and I thought he looked good again today. So, you know, I think everyone has been, you know, enthusiastic about Fields, and I think rightfully so. And, you know, now we'll get our first look at Wilson on Saturday night.
Ray, we had Jeff Hathorn on yesterday, and he actually was asked to give a camp MVP. And I think to both of our surprise, he said George Pickens. And he said really that it hasn't been – it's been much ado about nothing beyond that first initial shouting match with Azani. Can you give us your take on what you've seen from Pickens these last couple weeks overall?
Yeah, George has been really good. And, you know, I really didn't think about this until Arthur Smith said it the other day. But Arthur kind of raved about the speed in the receivers room. And I was watching Pickens out there today. He was catching balls. And, you know, I know it's kind of two-hand touch out there. It's thud. You're not really tackling people to the ground in these joint practices. But, you know, George was getting open, and George was running past people. And, you know, they got Calvin Austin, and they got some other guys who have speed. You know, Van Jefferson is a guy who can still run. So, yeah, I mean, as far as George goes, he's been making plays all of camp. And, you know, that thing with Azani is well behind him, I think. You know, there haven't been any other dust-ups that, you know, have happened in practice. And, you know, I think that's good for George and obviously good for the Steelers, especially if he wants a second contract. He's got to be well-behaved and act like a number one receiver. And I think for the vast majority of this camp, he has.
Ray, among the beat writers, what has been the reaction to Mark Cabali fired but very quickly scooped up by both Pat McAfee and now World Wrestling?
Yeah, funny story. I'm sitting in the Tomlin press conference room minutes before it's about to start, and I get Bert Lawton's attention right before it starts, and I show him the picture of Cabali in the wrestling singlet, you know, and he just shook his head. But yeah, we're all happy for Mark, and hopefully he can make it work, you know, between the WWE and in your station and all those other places. That I'm glad he landed on his feet. So
I think he's landed on his feet and then some.
I was going to say he stuck the landing like Kerry Strug.
I mean, this is amazing. I don't know if I'm ever going to see him again. He's got a watch party on Saturday night, and he doesn't have to show up to games whatsoever. So, yeah, I mean, it's everyone, believe me, everyone in that media room is happy for Mark.
Ray Fittipaldo, check him out in the Post-Gazette covering Saturday's game. Are we getting grades for Saturday, or do you wait until the real games, Ray?
Who's rising and who's falling for the next 2 weeks, and then we'll get the grades down in Atlanta.
Can you bring back the E? Because everyone just jumps from D- to F. Can you bring back E this year as a grade?
If Matt Canada was around, I definitely would. I have higher hopes for Arthur Smith. So let's say maybe if it's warranted.
There you go. Ray Fittipaldo, Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ray. Bringing up Kadarius Toney.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.